So I'm gonna show you how the messages are unlimited, because everything in front of you is a message. So I'm driving down the road heading to the highway, right? Highway, go to the highways and the byways. Those who rejected, he said, okay, y'all reject it, we'll go out into the highways and the byways and gather all the souls that are willing to come to the feast. Everything you see in your reality, you also see playing out in the Bible. The Bible will tell you all kinds of stories, but it's actually turning you back to source. Everything is a story, and it's bringing you back to the real story of the cross. Your life is a story, and to be honest with you, everybody's life is actually moving in the same direction, you know. If you look at the dispensations, it lines up with your life. The age of innocence, you're born, right? The age of conscience, you become aware, self-aware, right? The age of law, you realize there's rules you gotta follow, or you're gonna get a spanking, you know. Most people get stuck in law, you know, their whole life. But if they move to age of grace, they'll understand walking in the Spirit is not by rules or laws or levels or ranks or grades or ratings, but by grace. So then if you get into grace and you really understand that, you're going to have a tribulation period. We're going to have the age of tribulation. And you step into that same mindset of revelation, you start to see the revelation. You step into grace, you start to see revelation. You get revelations of God about your life, about society, about the chaos around you and all that stuff. And so the revelation of God in the Bible starts to reveal itself down here in your life, your experience. You're being revealed truth about the future, about facing God one day. Everybody should be, especially after you hit a certain age, you should be getting ready to face God. Everything you do, you're going to have to face God. You're going to be judged for things done in the body if you're saved. If you're not saved, you're going to be at the great white throne judgment and be judged and go to the eternal lake of fire, you know. But hell was not made for mankind. It was made for the devil and his angels. So you don't have to go there. You just have to receive Christ. But you can see that the human life parallels the Bible. The last state is revelation. Oh, it's all about Jesus. Oh, technology is about Jesus returning. Oh, the news, the sign, everything's about revealing Jesus down here. The sine wave. Basketball, red versus blue. Hockey, red versus blue. Football, red versus blue. What's that? The turning machine. It's all a revealing revelation of Jesus. That's all, everything. And when you get to that state, it's hallelujah ground, because everything that you do is revealing, even your words, even your actions, even walking. Is when you walk, your legs cross, points back to the cross. Just walking, every step you take points back to Jesus on the cross. Cross your arms, cross the street, cross your heart, hope to die. Cross-eyed, crosshairs, crossword puzzle. The cross and the word is the puzzle. That's why it's called a crossword puzzle. The puzzle of life is the crossword puzzle. If you're new to this channel, you never heard this before, then you need to fall down on your face and praise God that somebody's revealing it to you. Because everything that you do, when you wash your clothes, is God washing you, the cloth, the clergy, same word. When you brew your coffee, it's because God is brewing you. Everything that you do points to Jesus. Your teeth or tooth goes back to truth. And when you chew your food, you break it down into parts and it becomes a part of you. And the nutrients, nutrient. So each day you're a new creature, you're being changed. Your liver regrows, your pancreas regrows, your skin regrows, everything regrows. Your hair, your fingernails, everything regrows, which tells you what? Renovation. The earth was formless and void, and God renovated the void. Genesis 1, the first three verses, you see the voodoo. Void is voodoo. They're trying to voodoo you down here. Take away your identity. But God is recreating. And so not only do you see your life paralleling in a parallel path of the Bible dispensations, but you see your daily activity is a parallel. Every day is a parallel. I got this guy's bumper's hanging off. He's got his back window taped up. He's speeding and tailgating people. He's acting all foolish. He don't care about nobody but himself. Speeding, tailgating, running off the side of the road, smoking his whatever. It's all about me, isn't it? It's all about him. So where's he at? He's still unconscious. He's still in the flesh mind. See, part of that, you're moving also from the flesh mind to the spirit mind is what that process is. So what is he? He's in the flesh mind. Not only is he not there yet, but he ain't even started. Somebody told me a long time ago, she said, they're not there yet. Because I was mad at something. Somebody said something. She said, they're not there yet. And that kind of woke me up to the fact that everybody's being drawn in. And it reminds you, there was a time when you were not there yet. It might be right now. You might be saying, what's he talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about. You're in the flesh mind. You're not in the spirit mind. What's the spirit mind? One with Jesus. Not one with the universe, one with Jesus, because God is the universe. In him we live and breathe and have our being. He holds it all together. He's everywhere, omnipotent, omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time. Without him, you couldn't even take a breath. You couldn't even breathe without Jesus. Omniscience of God, he's everywhere. He's holding this thing together. It's actually like a movie. It's actually like a dream. And you know it is, because the saints in heaven are looking down at this place saying, you mean I used to be down there in that old flesh, natural realm? If your flesh mind is nothing but delusion, if your natural body, the flesh, is nothing but sin, then this reality is a delusion until you see Jesus everywhere. In other words, what I'm saying is, this couldn't exist unless the cross was being preached everywhere. Look at the telephone pole with that cross member. It points to Jesus. So as you wake up into the spirit mind, out of this death cult that we're in, Adam and Eve dropped us into the death cult. If after you wake up and you see the blood of Jesus at the intersection, Cain versus Abel, the red light's the blood, green is Cain. And so when you see the intersections across, you cross the street, you know, everything's across. And so you wake up out of this death cult, you're not even from here anymore. And you see what reality is. The natural, if the flesh mind is nothing but sin, the natural body, Paul said in Romans 7, he said, who can rescue me from this body of sin? So this 3D experience is really a fake reality, delusions, just like Dark City, the movie Dark City. And so you step into the spirit mind and you're outside the death cult. And you're one with Christ. He will give you the desires of your heart. So whatever you desire, there it is. It appears on the scene because it's a holographic reality. You've left the death cult and you stepped into the real deal. That's what happened. Anyway, welcome to the real world, Neo. You're in a dream. It's fake reality. It's not even real. You can actually manipulate it if you really got into that kind of thought process. But it's kind of dangerous to try to do stuff like that because it could backfire.